person being interviewed is David Mainwaring.
This is the 2nd of June, 1995. I'm here in the library. I am Lyle Crist, and I'm going to be interviewing David Mainwaring, who has a career involving Alliance in a variety of ways. And as I had mentioned to him just briefly a moment ago, from athletics to politics. And you can't get much more controversial than either one of those. And so, yeah. But first, in order for our discussion, David, actually, you were known as Dave, weren't you? Born
right.
David? I don't know. You were born and raised, I understand, in the Goat Hill area of Alliance. Tell me, where is the Goat Hill area?
Well, Lyle, the Goat Hill section, it's as known as, probably centers around Garwood Street and Webb and Morgan and down through there, but presently is where the Morgan School is.
Oh.
And, of course, when I was a youngster, I go back in memory to the time that was quite an athletic field where there was a wooden fence all around the property and wooden stands and to view both football and basketball games. And early in the teens, they had their own community swimming pool until a couple of youngsters were drowned there and the city made them close it.
Oh.
And not very many people realize that there was such a facility clear back around 1914.
My goodness. But now this wasn't tied in with the Alliance schools. This was a separate entity entirely.
Entirely. Run by just local interested people there.
Well, how'd you get the name Goat Hill?
Well, Goat Hill, as I understand it, and I suppose I've heard this story many times, it was a settlement of melting pot of all types of people, but a lot of Welsh people settled there.
Oh.
And they kind of nicknamed them the Goats.
Why?
And there was a hill. I don't know that I can answer that, other than the fact that somebody used to say in Wales where they had a lot of goats, they called them tin can eaters, and I don't know what all they connected that with. But anyway, from the time I was raised, that's all I ever heard of, was Goat Hill.
Well, now, Dave, you mentioned these people from Wales. Are you of descent, of Welsh descent?
Yeah, my parents were Welsh, and my grandparents came from Wales and settled in the Alliance, I assume, in the middle of the teens, early 20s. And recently had the privilege of going to Wales for my first time.
Oh!
And still have relatives there.
They probably had a big parade in your
honor.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Well, now, you grew up in the Goat Hill area, and are there any others you remember, any others who went on either in politics or athletics or other aspects of Alliance from that area?
Well, I always felt with some pride the fact that a lot of young people came out of there, did well for themselves. They did well in the community. They did well in the industrial world here in Alliance. I felt good about it. I've thought often that down through the years they had reunions, and I'd see people come back in here my father's age and beyond. So I've had a good recollection of a lot of those people and the success they've made of themselves.
Well, fine. Well, now, tell me, did you go to Alliance High School then?
And I went through Alliance Public Schools and Alliance High School.
Yeah.
I might mention it right there, Lyle, because maybe somebody's mentioned it in the past, but I can remember I was about 8 years old or seven when Alliance High School in Camp McKinley played a football game down there because they couldn't get on Mounts Field.
Oh, they could. Oh.
And the game was played down there
at
Goat Hill. It was a 14-12 game. Alliance beat Camp McKinley. And I think the year was 1929.
Well,
and I sold hot dogs at the game.
Oh, you sold hot dogs.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you got started in athletics, then, I guess. Well, tell me, you then did some coaching with the public schools, didn't you?
Yeah,
could you explain that?
I can. During the Second World War, I had failed a physical because of ear infections, and was delayed from going into service, and in fact didn't go in then. And I helped out during the war when the coaches were gone and drafted, and I went to work and kind of substituted as a coach in the absence of these other coaches and became the freshman coach at Alliance High School and the first to start the athletic program at Broadway Junior High School, right where this building sits.
Well, now you say coach. What did you coach?
I coached football and basketball.
You did? Well, now, had you played football and basketball?
In high school, yeah.
You did? You were a star, I suppose?
Oh, I don't think there's anything like that connected with it.
But you enjoyed it.
But I enjoyed it.
Well, then, so we're talking about the 1940s, and you were coaching freshman football at Alliance High School?
Freshman football, Alliance High School.
Were you doing any teaching or just...
I came under the Smith-Hughes Act and was under temporary certification at that time.
And the Smith-Hughes Act was...
It was an industrial program of industrial arts. And,
oh, yes. And
I had worked in the American Steel Foundry as an Alliance machine as a furnace pattern maker. So I started out teaching that at Alliance High School.
All right. Now, when did you graduate from high school?
39.
And from 39, then you worked at Alliance Machine...
And American Steel Foundries.
Until?
Until 44, I think I started at Alliance High School in the coaching.
All right. So you had about 5 years experience in Alliance industry.
Exactly.
Then you were teaching some of the vocational classes, were you?
Exactly.
And doing the coaching. Well, now we've got a good perspective on that. And then what made you decide that you were going to go to college, of all things?
Well, I was out of high school about nearly 10 years, and when I went in there to somewhat as a substitute helper during the war, Walter Webb, who was then principal, called me in one day and he said, you know, you seem to fit well into the athletic world here and getting along with the students and the athletes. He said, you ought to consider going on to college and pursuing this educational business, and he kind of was the influence and the man who talked me into it. In 48, I entered Mount Union in the summertime, and after 3 years or three and a half, I finished there and was still on the staff at Alliance High School.
So you graduated in what, 51?
51.
From Mount Union. Well, that's an interesting role for Walter Webb, serving as a counselor, you might
yes,
say.
Sir.
Counseling you, advising
exactly
you.
Right.
And in retrospect, I'm sure you're very grateful for
very,
that.
Very much so.
Good. All right, then you are now a college graduate, 1951, is that correct? Well, now, I know that down the road, not too many years after that, you became the mayor of Alliance. Now, how could you jump from coach to mayor?
Well, I spent 12 years in the Alliance school system in coaching, and I kind of felt, well, maybe I've gone as far as I could go in it unless I was going to get to the college level. And at one time, I was offered some opportunities to go into college coaching with Mel Knowlton on a couple occasions, and one time with Mount Union. And the politics kind of snuck in there on us. And at that time, Harley Ewing was mayor, and Jack Thorpe was the safety service director.
Now, we're talking, what, the 1950s?
Now, we're talking, exactly, about 1956.
All right.
Sounds about right. And Mr. Thorpe died suddenly of a heart attack, and the mayor was looking for someone who would like to do that. And they approached me. And I said I would take, if I could get a year's leave of absence from the schools, I might be willing to do it for 1 year, but no more than that.
Now this would be the position
of safety service
safety
director.
Service director.
Exactly.
I remember in that general era, Dave Mainwaring was very highly thought of. That is, and I'm saying this in the sense that here you had your name was always a very positive reference. I guess what I'm getting at, do you think that this was a factor in your moving into politics, that they saw a fellow that was certainly deeply appreciated by the total community?
Well, it probably had influence, no question about that, and I had kind of a deep interest myself.
You did.
I always liked it, and still do. I got along with the citizenry well, and I enjoyed it so much. I'm sure some people go in it and can't wait to get out of it. I enjoyed every minute that I spent in City Hall. The thing was, I didn't stay long as safety service director till the mayor became ill. And in 19, 57, they had to find a candidate, and I guess I was the one they chose to represent the party, and then it all started, and I served my first term of three terms I was elected mayor, and I started in 1958.
So you went from basketball and football coach to safety service director to mayor.
Right.
Of those three, did you have, as you look back, you feel a sense of satisfaction, I presume, about being a part of all three of those?
Very much so, and I don't know that I, in all my endeavors, I liked everything I did. I enjoyed the coaching, I enjoyed the schoolwork, I enjoyed being safety service director, and I had great pleasure being mayor. Didn't finish my third term, as you probably would remember, Lyle. Governor Rhodes then picked me to go to Columbus as the Registrar of Motor Vehicles, and that's when I left Alliance.
Tell me, is there anything, any relationship between teaching school and coaching teams? Did that help prepare you for your duties and obligations when you were mayor?
Oh, definitely did.
Is there any further elaboration of that you could make?
Well, I think that the preparation really comes when the variety of pressures that go with it, and you're able to handle them in a light that people can get along with you, and I think coaching supplied that for me, because you're facing problems all the time. And most certainly in government, it's just another degree of that. And that's probably helped me as much as any one thing.
Would you recommend that for other future politicians?
Well, some of them do, as you well know.
Yes. Well, now, we'll come back a little bit more to the Alliance mayoralty years, but continuing with the overall view, you said then you went to Columbus. Who asked you to get involved in this, moving out of Alliance and going to Columbus?
Well, at the time when James Rhodes was elected his first term,
and
as governor,
right.
They were picking cabinet members throughout the state, and my name was tossed in a ring, and probably here, if I had to name one individual above others who had an influence on me at the time, would have been John Benchin.
John Benchin.
And he kind of spearheaded that effort. And he asked me one day, what if I took a cabinet position, which one would I think I fit into? And I told him the highway safety director felt more like being part of me than the rest of them. However, I didn't get that position, but I went the one down that worked under that.
Yes, but you didn't stay at that lower position all the time.
I didn't stay with the state very long.
And how long?
I was just there 2 years,
right.
and along came part of that operation in the motor vehicles,
yes.
Controlled the sale of automobiles and the driver's licenses and everything related to an automobile, which means just about everybody in the state.
Yes.
And the new car dealers of Ohio kind of took a shine to me in Columbus, and they offered me a job. And gosh, in those days, the money wasn't much, and it was a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 raise, and I thought that was a big thing, and so I accepted it. And from there, I guess you could go on to the rest of my story. If you want to get into any part of that, we can.
Yes, why don't we just continue, and then we may back a little bit.
Well, I decided to go ahead and go with the New Car Dealers of Ohio, and I ran that state association for approximately 15 years.
15 years, wonderful.
And then from that came a opportunity to start a little casualty insurance company. And I became one of the founders, if not the founder, of this little company, which today is still going. I just recently got off the board for the first time. It was organized in 1977, I think it was, and after I had some health problems in 83, I had two heart operations, I decided I better give up the duties of that company, and I just went along and was a member of the board up till recently. That was an interesting phase of my life because I had never entered the business world before, and this little company has done well. In fact,
was it located in Columbus?
It's located in Columbus, the main office in Columbus, but they do business now in 7 states.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I got involved, this is prior to the mechanical breakdown of motor vehicles. It's before General Motors got in it, and now everybody in the world is in that business. And it was an easy start because it was an easy thing to get rolling. And so from there, after that was over, I pretty much retired to do a few little things. Recently, and even at my age, I've got involved with a telecommunication system, which to me is exciting because it looks to me like from now on the telecommunication business is going to be one of the key roles that all of us play because you have to have a telephone in your hand.
Well, now, with regard to your years as mayor of Alliance, did that experience and all of the challenges that came to you, did it turn out to be what you probably thought it would be? Did it kind of fit the pattern? Or was it different than what you had expected?
I think it fit a pattern. However, I didn't realize it, and it proves in many cases that each step leads you to another one. And that, I'm an example of that. From the time I started back in the junior high coaching, that led to the next step, and then to the college, and then to the continue the coaching, and then to the city hall and the government work. And I think each one of those led to the next one.
When you were serving as mayor, what challenge, is there any specific challenge, problem at that time? We're talking about 57 to, what was it,
63?
Any community problem that was particularly, that you remember specifically?
Yes, Lyle, I think that I could name two or three things.
All right.
Number one, there was a period in Alliance's history where things got quite lax, and gambling and a few things like that kind of got out of hand. And when I went in, I'd made up my mind that that wasn't going to continue and happen. And I took great pride in being a part of changing that style that did exist in Alliance. And I certainly don't take all the credit, nor would I want to, but I teamed up well with police chief then, who became the chief. He was only a captain when I went in there, Don Cowan.
All right.
And with Don's effort and the mayor's office, we felt we did a lot to make some changes that was worthwhile. I thought the city departments need a little uplift, and I did everything that I could to make them feel better, to be a part of their work. Then, the next thing I think I would mention, we took on quite a street paving program, and we've become kind of known for a small city for the number of streets we paved. And I always thought that was well worth the time and effort, and I still see the reflection of that. I might mention that as coming here this morning to meet you, I think of Broadway at Union Avenue was a big, big gully down through there. It was an old, and I can remember saying to the people at the women's club and to the fathers around the city that my goal was to fill that up and make a street through there. And I'll never forget the street commissioner says, "Mainwaring, you'll never live that long to see that happen." Well, before I left, we had it done, and we had a street paved, and now Broadway goes straight through, and I know that's been a...
Yes, that whole area, now further north of there, there still is that depression. It's very,
right,
very deep, and there are homes on both sides, but there's
right,
that's there. And this was completely filled. I think that was called the Hollow.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think what that was called.
Something like that.
Yeah.
There would be, you mentioned Goat Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose for people living in that area, it was... over the years, they had some names and some special uses for
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. You know how we were able to get that filled up?
Well, now, just one thing, we're talking about west of Union Avenue, not right at Union, but...
Started right at the Women's Club.
Yeah, and it was
going
west
right
of there.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
I went to America Steel Foundry, and they were hauling their slag out. And Gordon Robinson was the works manager, and
yes,
I said, "I got a dream about filling that place, making the street out of it." And he said, "We can help you because we got to have places to haul the slag."
Is that so?
And within a week or two, those trucks started rolling. We were just every day filling it. That's how that all started.
What are any pictures of that in the review?
I suppose. I'm sure.
Have to check that out. Well, let's see, as mayor, did you go over there and shovel the first shovel
well,
the flag?
I suppose we had a little ceremony when they opened that up. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Of course, you know, during my terms when the city income tax came in.
Tell about that.
And that was quite a struggle because many people were against it. I think it was just a half a percent or something, but it was the start of community improvements. I don't even know where that is today in a figure, but that was how we were able to do a lot of the things that got accomplished.
Now, when you say community improvement and things accomplished, in addition to the street paving, which you mentioned, are there any other specific projects that you recall?
Well, I think the city departments benefited from that, right, as well as the park system. Improvements that were neglected over the years got a chance to revitalize and get kicked off to a little better promising end for everybody, and I think that's probably supplied the impetus to get that going.
The income tax, were you the one who initiated that?
Hardy Ewing administration was trying to get it off the ground, and when he became ill and I kind of had to jump right in and take over at that point, so I got in on the initial organization of that program and getting it started in Lyons.
Did you find in your years as mayor times when the two major political parties could work together?
Well, we all had our differences.
Yeah.
I was probably quite fortunate because I had a lot of supporters, really, in a citizenry from both ends of the spectrum. I think that there's just no question about that. And it might have been a reason I liked it so well, because I didn't have that with, I had a little bit with council, as you do those things, as you well know. But other than that, I got along fine from that standpoint.
Down to Columbus with your position then, you were named to the cabinet as Registrar of Motor Vehicles.
That's correct.
And then when you left, did you become the director of this auto dealers group, or
I was assistant for about a year before I was elevated to the top position.
But these were automobile dealers in the state of
New
Ohio?
New car dealers in the state of Ohio.
What were the issues that you dealt with there, or the leadership? What did you get involved in?
You know, and it isn't much different today. Your role is pretty much a watchman over the legislature, worrying about laws that could be passed or laws that ought to be changed, and are they detrimental to the industry? And I got deeply involved in that. I lobbied for approximately 15 years, and that was a big part of it. Along with anything you do in association work, as you could just name all types of associations from the Medical Association on down.
Must have been an interesting experience.
It was. Very interesting.
Now tell me, how would you compare it to serving as three terms almost as mayor of Alliance?
Well, again, that was helpful. You see, it all led into the next one.
All right.
And I don't think if I wouldn't have had the background as mayor, I don't think I would have been nearly as successful as it turned out because of that background.
You probably had some encounters with lobbyists from the other side of the
desk. Oh, constantly.
Now, let's go back a little further now to your Mary, your family is what I'm really getting at. You have family?
I have a family. I have a wife and I had a son and daughter. My son, Dave, who went to school here in Miami University, ended up in the insurance business and ended up in Missoula, Montana. He's been there about 20 years now, has a family of four, and he does well out there. He has a partner. There's just two of them in the business, and he loves the West. He loves Montana, so I don't suppose he'll be back here at any near future. My daughter, Michael, is in Washington, D.C., and she did some lobbying, by the way, for a PBG out of Pittsburgh, and then she went into business for herself, and today she edits books and writings and papers and that type of work for herself, and lives in Georgetown in Washington.
Well, now, I suppose you do get out to the West yourself once in a while.
Yeah, I try to get out once a year.
Well, that's fine. The
basketball, you were the head coach of the Alliance High School basketball team, is that correct?
That's correct.
As one who would be in the stands looking down, I've often wondered whether the coaching, it certainly must be an emotional thing, when you would lose a game, did you ever have the thought, oh, I think I'll go into something else?
Well, I tell you, after some losses, you kind of hide from yourself and wish you were in other work. But I enjoyed it, Lyle. I really did. And I was fortunate enough to have some pretty good kids and some good basketball players. And I suppose you know that history as well as I, but I think of a lot of them that I'd coached, yeah. And they'd all gone on to college. And you think of Lynn Dawson. Not many people realize the year he made All-Ohio in football, he made All-Ohio in basketball.
Oh, is that so?
And not many people realize that. Tom Schaefer was a great high school basketball player. And those two teams had great success with, enjoyed that tremendously.
And you worked with Mel?
Worked with Mel. I was one of the first that Mel hired in 1946 when he came out of the service.
I see. The career that you've had and continue with has diversity, I certainly can see, but as you've brought out a number of times, it also has a kind of building up one to the other, each along the way helped in the next step. I think that's something to be very grateful for.
No question. I don't think that if it wasn't for that building up process, I don't think I would have jumped for the steps that I did.
When you look at Alliance today, 1995, what do you think about your years as mayor? Any evidence around now that you were responsible for?
Well, you know, it's been a lot of years go by, yeah. And I suppose things are quite different from when I was here. I try to keep in somewhat contact with people here, as you well know. I've been gone since 63, and I've been in Florida for the last 5 years as full-time residents.
Oh.
So, being real close, I'm in Naples, Florida.
Right.
And I probably should even keep better contacts than I do, but I have a certain group of friends that I talk to all the time and visit, and I try to get up here at least once a year. And then I got close to the athletic situation at Ohio State, so, gosh, I didn't miss a football game down there for 30 years.
Now, you said you got close to it. You mean, were you involved in any way other than spectator?
Other than a kind of a booster there, I was president one time of the Columbus Touchdown Club.
I see.
And I kept active that way, yeah.
Well, that's another good part. So the athletics have played an important role in your life, and politics have played an important role. And you've certainly had opportunity to live in different areas. You've had opportunity to observe many aspects of community life and so on. I think that's wonderful. Are there others in the Mainwaring clan, shall we say, in the area here? Relatives?
You know, I had two brothers. Both have passed away.
And their names?
Jack, you know, was killed in the accident at the college back many years ago. He's only 35 at the time. And my brother Bill, who came up in the pattern-making industry, as did my grandfather farther than I was in it, passed away a few years back.
Now, Dave, when you were in the basketball world, I believe there was a time when the Stanton Junior High School gymnasium was used for the high school basketball game. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And were you involved in that?
I was the head basketball coach the year that was built. And the first season that high school opened up in that gym, it was one of my better teams, and we went undefeated the first year in that new gym.
Undefeated. You didn't lose a game in the gym.
Didn't lose a game in the gym the first year.
You're probably grateful that the gym was built then.
Right, that now, was Lynn Dawson's senior.
Why was the high school team using the junior high school gymnasium?
Well, down through the years, Alliance High School only had the little gym in the old high school. It never did have much of a basketball floor other than that one, and it, in between those times, played home games at Memorial...
Memorial Hall.
Memorial Hall on the college campus.
And that's, we're speaking of the gymnasium at the junior high school, as a Coppock gymnasium, is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. And the team was undefeated there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, You can also say that you were undefeated running for mayor, too, weren't you?
Well, I was very fortunate, no question.
Did you regret when the governor approached you for a cabinet position, leaving the Alliance mayor's post?
I had a lot of thinking to do before I did that, because I was so happy here, and was happy in my work, although I realized, you know, you can't stay running for mayor forever, and maybe they had enough of me after three terms, I don't know. But I did enjoy it, and then I took on an anticipation of the newness to a new endeavor in Columbus and jumped right in there. The first job there, was, as you mentioned, is motor vehicle director. I had between 800 and 1,000 people working for me in one building. It was quite a big operation.
800 to 1,000 people working for you?
In the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
What were they doing?
Well, that was one of the things I asked when I got there. So there was a lot of work to be done there because everything was done in the old style of workmanship. Mechanization hadn't really got in. There were no computers.
Yes.
In fact, I can remember they didn't even have electrical files yet.
Oh, is that true?
Everything was done by hand. So you can see how they used up a lot of paper and a lot of people.
This was just keeping all the records of all of the automobiles, who owned them, what was going on. My goodness. What about you mentioned the computer. What about the computerized age today? I've often wondered, have you ever wondered whether basketball coaches use computers?
Oh, they do. Computers in the coaching business today is used quite extensively in the pros. Very much so. They do a lot of stuff through the computers.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Keeping the statistics and records.
Statistics and kind of the flow of things. What are the habits of people? What are they doing? And they can record all this. I'm not up on computers like most people are, and I probably ought to be. But you can see what's going to happen to us 10 years from now. Everything's going to be connected with that, the computers and the telephone and, gosh, just what you have today. If nothing more than fax machines and that type.
We might not even play basketball anymore.
That's right. Maybe you just play it on a machine.
Yeah. Well, now just a couple of other questions here that might, I think, would be of interest to others with regard to your combining of athletics and politics. I've used that phrase in Alliance. Tell me, your experience as mayor, is it a political activity? In other words, is it proper to say that is a political job? What do you think?
Well, you can't remove politics from it. I mean, it's a part of it. As you well know, appointments that go with it, not so much on the level of the size of Alliance, but as you go further up the ladder in it, it becomes more and more involved politically. Here I had a sense of, I just kind of had a sense of community pride. I mean, I didn't think of it so much as politics then, as I did just trying to get a job done that would help better Alliance. Sure, there's a two-party system, and there was, and still is today, and that's good. But it wasn't something that you had to just nail yourself right to and say, this is a hard-nosed way that we're going to do it or else. And
so there was a sense also on, as mayor of, not only loyalty to the system, but also of allowing others to express themselves and sometimes collaborating with them on different projects for the good of the community.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Now, if you had to do it all over again, would you, do you think, shall we say, growing up in Goat Hill gave you a good perspective on things and a town the size of Alliance is the place to do it, or would you rather have, what if you'd have been born in Columbus?
I don't know. what would have happened? Maybe the same kind of pattern may have taken place. Columbus is a great city for seeing it all happen, as naturally when it's a capital city. And I like Columbus, and I enjoyed living there. It's one of the good cities in the state, no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed that.
But they didn't have Goat Hill down there.
No, I didn't think so.
But that's where it all began for you.
Yeah.
And when you come back to town, do you ever go looking to see if there are any more traces of Goat Hill?
Yeah, it's not the same. But I do drive down through there.
I
take a scooter around the city when I'm here.
You know that City Hall is a little different now in terms of location.
It sure
activity.
Is.
Well, that's very fine. I think, is there anything else you'd care to share?
Well, I don't know, unless you can think of something. I was just always happy with my work here and happy living here, and take a lot of pride in the fact that I was born and raised in Alliance and still call my home.
Well, you've had a diverse and very meaningful career. I think it's to the credit of, I think Alliance has received a great deal of positive result from that. I thank you. We've been talking with Dave Mainwaring, and I don't think I even asked you when you were born, but I do know that your experience in Alliance began with Goat Hill and has gone through such a marvelous series of diverse and meaningful activities. I'm sure that many others will recall and others will benefit from the sharing of these experiences in your time with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes this tape for the Rodman Public Library interview on the 2nd of June, 1995, with David Mainwaring.